Hello and welcome. My name is Dean Panter of Fulcher Island. I'd like to welcome you to this mini bite-sized tourism podcast. I would like to introduce our guest for today, Tia Ross of Strategic Hotel Consulting. And the subject for today's mini podcast is wellness in hotels. So welcome, Tia. What are the current trends in the field of wellness, and how do these trends manifest themselves in the hotel industry?
Thank you, Dean, for the introduction. Now, wellness in hotels has become such a big trend that it's almost not even a trend anymore, but rather something that is here to stay, and it has become almost a necessity for hotels to adapt to this in order to remain relevant and competitive. If we look at the size of wellness tourism globally, this is now a $440 billion market, and that's 14% of world's tourism expenditure. Now, not only is it big, but it's also growing very fast. Wellness tourism has been growing at the rate of about 9% annually, and that's 50% faster than tourism in general. So clearly we are looking at a sector here that is very significant in size, it's growing very fast, it brings big opportunities for hotels, and that's really the reason why hotels have been so keen to adapt their product and service offering in order to better cater for this demand segment.
Very interesting, Tia. So what has already been done in this area?
If we look at what has already been done, most of the international brands have launched initiatives to cater for the wellness traveler. Perhaps the most radical example comes from the Intercontinental Group, which has actually designed a whole new brand called the Even Hotels that caters for this all wellness, all fitness type of traveler. Other groups have taken a perhaps more subtle approach by making adjustments primarily in their food and beverage, room design and recreational facilities offering.
Ah, I'm very pleased to hear you mention food and beverage, particularly for those businesses who don't actually have the facilities. So what are the opportunities that are there in the food and beverage area?
Food and beverage is an area that offers a lot of opportunities for hotels. Some hotels have taken the approach of changing their entire restaurant concept towards something more wellness-oriented. An example of that is the My Hotel Chelsea in London, which has an outlet called Tania's Cafe, which is all about clean eating and basically provides organic raw food. Other hotels have modified their menu offering, and for example, the Park Hyatt in Zurich now offers a special health menu labeled as beauty, mood and brain food. Similarly, Westin has something called superfood dishes, which is all about nutrient-packed food, and they have also recently launched a sleep well menu, which basically helps travelers to better combat with jet lag and other stresses of travels.
Thank you, Tia. That's very interesting. In your opinion, are there any other areas in wellness that you think are growing in importance for the hotel industry?
Another area that has become really important is the recreational offering. For hotels that have a spa, the options are almost endless because there are so many aspects of wellness that can be incorporated to the spa. In general, the trend there has been moving away from the standard massages and facials towards more specialist treatments. So, for example, the Park Hyatt in Tokyo offers a good night stretch, which is all about enhancing guest sleep. For hotels that don't have a spa, there are still many things that can be done. One area that has become very popular is the in-room workout kits, which basically means the hotel providing specific equipment in the guest room that enables the guests to go through certain exercises at their own time. Hilton has something called the Stay Fit Kit, Fairmont offers Fairmont Fit, and we also have Hyatt, which has branched out to more specialist yoga field with its Yoga Away program. Now, talking of the guest room, this is another area where the wellness movement is really manifesting itself. There are now a lot of hotels who have taken the traditional room design and they have incorporated certain healthy features into it. So these features can be things like air and water purification, blackout shades, energizing lighting, hypoallergenic bedding, aromatherapy scents, and so forth. It might all sound a little bit elaborate, but just to give an idea of how successful these initiatives can be, it's worth looking at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Now, that was one of the first hotels to really embrace the wellness movement, and back in 2012, they opened 42 so-called StayWell rooms, which were designed based on medical science and technology and featured 17 specific wellness elements. The feedback that the hotel got on these rooms was so overwhelmingly positive that they actually expanded the room count from 42 to 171, and they are still running at 92% occupancy with a $30 premium. Now, what this really highlights is just how big this wellness trend has become, and that there are real opportunities for hotels to go out, create initiatives, adapt their product and service offering, and really capitalize on these opportunities.
Very interesting. Well, considering this continued growth in wellness, what should hotels in Ireland do, Tia?
I think there is a lot that they can do, and what exactly that is probably depends on the hotel's location, the concept, and also the budget. Now, one thing that I would emphasize is that adapting to these wellness trends does not mean an entire transformation of the hotel. A lot of it is really making small adjustments and through thoughtful measures enhancing the guest experience.
Tia, thanks for that. That's really informative. If someone, a business, was very interested to find out more, what should they do? Where should they go to find out more information?
Well, as a first step, I would encourage people to go on our website on www.strategichotelconsulting.com. We have actually published articles specifically on this topic. Also, if someone was interested to get in contact with me directly, I would welcome that, and my email address is tea@strategichotelconsulting.com.
Well, that was some fantastic information. I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank Tia for coming in from Strategic Hotel Consulting, providing these insights for us. I found them very interesting from a Fulcher Island perspective, and I'm sure that you have as an audience. I'd like to wish you well in whatever you're doing, and until the next time, thank you very much. This is Dean Panter signing off. Bye.